弟兄姐妹好，我们同心祷告。
Let's pray together。
愿我口中的言语、心中的意念都蒙主悦纳。
May the word of my mouth and meditation in my heart may be accepted to you。
恳求圣灵在我们当中，借着你的话，成为我们生命的粮。
I pray that Holy Spirit will be in our heart, in among us, so that your word become a bread in our, for our lives.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
大家都知道你们贵教会的主题就是荣耀神的侍奉和生命。
So you all know that our topic of this church, as a theme of this church is that Operation Glory.
其中里面提到生命。
In here is how to serve God with our lives.
所以在我们基督徒的生命里面呢，我们不能不知道什么永生是指什么呢。
So in Christian's life, we have to know what is eternal life.
因为这个永生给我们给上帝的关系是非常重要。
Because eternal life is really have a close relationship with God.
我不晓得你有没有想个永生怎么样用一个简单的句子把它表达出来。
I'm not so sure how you think about how you express eternal life in one short sentence.
当然，我们都找答案都是从圣经里面找出来。
Of course, most of the time we find the answer in the Bible.
我们把它融化了一句话说你们结盟我抱歉。永生就是创世以来神为称义之人预备的永远国度。
What is eternal life? Eternal life is the from the creation, everything from the creation. God had prepared eternal kingdom for the righteous.
就是在马太福音第25:34说，你们结盟我父赐福的。可以来承受了创世以来为你们所预备的国。
In Matthew 25:34, then the king would say to those on the right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of earth."
在约翰一书5:20有的话，我们走的话，我们一起可以一起来念，好不好？我们也知道神的儿子已经来到。且将智慧赐给我们，使我们认识那位真实的。我们也在那位真实的里面，就是他的儿子耶稣基督里面，也是真神，也是永生。
In 1 John chapter 5 verse 20, and that we know that the Son of God had come and given us understanding, so that we may know Him who is true, and we are in Him who is true, and He is in His Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life.
所以我们都知道我们的生命是在神的里面。
We know that we are alive in God.
不但如此，我们也在耶稣基督里面。
Not only that, we are also in Jesus Christ.
所以我们的生命与非基督徒的生命是不一样。
So our life is different from the non-Christians.
也是说，我们的生命已经给上帝的生命连在一起了。
Because we are connected to the life of God.
这是真实的。
This is real.
你有没有感觉到呢？
Do you feel it?
这个很重要。
This is really important.
如果你知道你的生命与别人的生命不一样，
you will know that your life is different from other people's life.
在神的恩典里面，
in God's grace.
在神的祝福里面，
in God's blessing.
你会想到很多人没有神的恩典，没有神的恩典。
You will think about a lot of people don't have the blessing and grace from God.
我们就很容易会爱那些没有得到神恩典的人。
Then we will know that how we will really easy for us to love the people who have not received God's grace.
在一个比较旧的一个信仰纲要里面。
In really old one of those church outline of faith in the old church.
他们又提出了一个很简单的问题：永生是什么
？He raised a question: Is what do we mean by everlasting life?
他说：“永生是新生命的形式。”
It's a new life in the real reality, in the new life in.
在其中，我们与上帝所有的子民联合在一起。
In midst of it, we are connected with God's all brothers and sisters in Christ.
又在喜乐中认识、敬爱上帝和他人。
In joy, we know and respect God and others people.
也就是说，所有信耶稣的人，无论在世界某每一个角落。
So that means that all Christians, doesn't matter which, where on earth.
我们都是在耶稣基督里面。
We are in Jesus Christ.
我们都是在上帝的国度里面。
We are in God's kingdom.
我们有新的生命。
We have the new life.
什么时候我们开始有新的生命呢？
When do we start to have a new life?
你信耶稣，所以耶稣说人必须要重生。
Jesus said that you have to be reborn.
耶稣说要从圣灵而生。
You have to be born of the Holy Spirit.
所以所有信耶稣的人都要接受教会的洗礼。
So all everybody who born again need to accept the baptism.
因为洗礼就让我们有一个新的生命。
Because through this baptism, we have the new life.
有一个新生的样式。
We have a new form of new life.
才能够与上帝联合。
So that we can connect it with God.
才能够在上帝的国度里面享受那个永生。
So we can experience the eternal life in God's kingdom.
所以在洗礼里面那个意义很重要。
So baptism is really important. The meaning of baptism.
保罗在罗马书第六章第三第四节，我们可以。
So Paul says in Romans chapter 6:3-4.
我们一起来读。难道你们不晓得，我们解受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，与他同葬。都是要我们过新生命的生活，像基督借着父的荣耀从死中复活一样。
In Romans chapter 6 verse 3 to 4, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too may walk in the newness of life.
我们透过这个教会，这个礼仪，就让人可以有一个开始，有一个新生命的开始。
Through the baptism, we have the person who through the baptism will have a new life, beginning of a new life.
最重要就是我们要在基督里面。
The most important, we have to in Jesus Christ.
所以保罗在哥林多后书五章十七节说。
So in the Corinthians, Second Corinthians 5:17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
所以保罗强调要在基督里面。
So Paul stresses that we have to be in Christ.
We have
to go into Christ. So we can be a new person.
有一个年轻人，他的故事蛮长的。
As a young person, his story is quite long.
他从十二岁就开始做一个很调皮的年轻人。
Ever since he's 12 years old, he's really naughty.
到了25岁已经是一个坐过牢的人了。
Up to until he's 25 years old, he already in jail.
坐完牢出来之后，他身体已经有病了。
So when he came out from jail, released, he already have illness in his body.
他很小的抽烟、打劫、打架，然后坐牢。
He fight a lot. He involved and also smoking a lot, and then in the jail.
然后吸毒。
And then using drugs.
然后生病了。
And then got sick from it.
没有人喜欢他，没有人要他。
Nobody want him. Nobody would like him.
但是他的妈妈爱他。
But his mom love him.
他妈妈常常给他说：“耶稣爱你。”
His mom always say to him, "Jesus love you."
只有耶稣才会爱你。
Only Jesus will love you.
所以这个年轻人还是有一点希望。
Young man is still really hopeless.
他知道没有人喜欢他的。
He know nobody like him.
因为他是一个这么坏的人。
It's because he's such a bad person.
现在已经都生病了。
And now is he got he's sick now.
不晓得什么时候他就会。会死掉了。
Don't know when he will be died.
但是他妈妈还是这样的劝勉他。
But yet his mother keep on saying to him,
要回到耶稣的面前。
You have to return to Jesus Christ.
来悔改。
You repent.
接受耶稣。
Accept Jesus Christ.
他会拯救你。
He will save you.
这个孩子最后还是听妈妈说。
The lastly, this son as we listen to his mom.
他真的来到耶稣面前悔改，认罪悔改。
He really come to Jesus Christ and repent.
就重新做了一个新造的人。
He become a new person.
然后接受教会里面为他的洗礼。
He accepted a baptism from church.
他很感谢耶稣。
He thanks Jesus Christ.
赦免他的罪。
We forgive his sin.
And 医治他的身体的软弱。
Heal his body.
又呼召他来侍奉他。
And call him to serve him.
他到很多教会的青年团体里面做见证。
He gave a lot of testimony in many youth group.
他告诉很多青年人，他以前是多坏多调皮。
Tell a lot of young people say how bad he was when he was young.
他后来他知道不对的。
He know that is not right.
他就悔改来到耶稣的面前。
He come before Jesus Christ.
他知道耶稣还是爱他。
He know Jesus still love him.
所以他成为一个新造的人。
So he become a new creation.
在活在这个世上。
Is continue living on this earth.
我邀请到我在香港的时候，一个办公室里面给他交通的时候，我真的很感动。
I was in the same office with him. I was really moved with this.
真的，他所做的感谢神。
We thank God for what he have done.
来，我们再思想另外一个字。
That's another word we have to think about.
耶稣说，除了上帝一位之外，再没有良善。
So other than God, there's nobody is good.
这个良善中文翻成就是用良善，英文都是 good， 就是好，都是好的意思。
In Chinese, it seems like we refer to as kindness, but it's also in English is good.
它的原意就是这个好字。
This is the main meaning is good.
在创世纪里面，从第一章到第一章里面呢，讲到上帝创造天地。
In the first chapter of Genesis, it talks about God's creation.
在第一章里面呢，总共讲到有七次，都是好的。
In the first chapter, it talks about seven times to say it is good. It was good.
所以家里面有小朋友的时候，给他们配一个 game， 就是给他们翻那个创世纪第一章，能不能找到七个好字？
Okay, you can play a game at home with the children, and you can ask them to find the seven good in the first chapter of the Bible.
因为年轻人都喜欢那个创造的故事。
Because everybody liked the story of creation.
所以呢，这个创造故事给他们真的很深刻的看到上帝创造的大能。
So because it's really imprinted in their head, in their mind, it's really impressed to them. It's a God creation of this earth.
所以他们都看到的都是好的。
So whenever they see, it's good.
那在第一章第四节说，上帝看光是好的，就把光暗分开。
In the first chapter, verse 4, it says in Genesis, say, and God saw the light, and that was good, and God divided the light into from darkness.
第十节说，上帝称罕地为地，称水聚处为海，上帝看着是好的。
And then verse 10 is again, God called the dry land earth, and the gathered together of the water called the sea, and God saw it was good.
十二节说，于是地上地发生了青草和结种子的蔬菜，各从其类；又结果子的树木，各从其类。果子都抱着核，上帝看着是好的。
And the earth brought forth grass and herb and yielding seed after its kind, and the tree yield fruit, which seed was in itself after its kind, and God saw it that it was good.
十八节管理昼夜，分别明暗。上帝看着是好的。
And to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness, God saw it was good.
第二十一节，上帝就做出大鱼和水中所滋生的各样的生物的动物，各从其类；又做出各样的飞鸟，各从其类。上帝看着是好的。
And God created great whales and every living creature that move, which the water brought forth abundantly, and after its their kind, and every winged fowl for after its kind. And God saw that it was good.
二十五节，于是上帝做出野兽各从其类，牲畜各从其类， 地上一切的昆虫各从其类。上帝看着是好的。
And God called, make the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and every kind that creep upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good.
第三十一节，上帝看着一切所做的都甚好，有晚上，有早晨，是第六天。
And verse 31, God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was good. And at the evening and the morning were the sixth day.
Yeah, it is very good. 真的非常都甚好。
They all was very good.
也许有人问，哎呀，为什么上帝做人也没有说都甚好呢？
do we ask, how can when you God make human, we say, it was good?
圣经没有直接这样说，但是人，上帝做人是最好的。
But Bible didn't say that, but God said that when God created is good.
因为上帝是照着他的形象做人。
Because God created human after His image.
所以在创世纪第一章二十七、二十八节里面就讲得很清楚了。
So in the first verse, chapter two, verse eight,
chapter one, 二十七、二十八节第一章。这边说，上帝照着自己的形象做人，乃是照着他的形象做男做女。上帝就赐给他们，上帝就赐福给他们，上帝就赐福给他们。好，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样的行动的活物。
And so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, God created him. Male and female, create them. And God blessed them. And then God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the sea, fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and everything living thing that move upon the earth.
你知道我们本来就是超人了，你知道吗？
Do you know that we are actually Superman?
为什么你读了这两个圣经就知道原本人真是超人了？
Why you after reading this two verse passage you say that man is Superman?
那因为上帝说你要生养众多，还要充满全地，要治理这地，也要治理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上的各样的活物。
He would say that you multiply, replenish the earth, but you have dominion over fish.Of the sea and over the air and all the living animals that move on the earth.
这是真的哈，这是原来人真的很有超人的一种力量来治理这个地。
So we have ability, a superman ability to govern this earth.
上我们人是照着上帝形象做人。
We are created in God's image.
上帝就赐福他们。
God bless them.
所以这个我们人都是有上帝赐福的福气。
So we are to have a God's blessing.
但是很可惜，后来人犯了罪之后，人就这个福气就慢慢慢慢消失了。
But it's really pitiful that after we the ancestors, Adam and Eve sinned, this blessing slowly gone away.
在诗篇还有智慧书里面讲到上帝是好的，是良善的，是最多的。
And in the book of Psalms, they talk about God's goodness and mercy a lot.
所以每一次你在读诗篇的时候，还是读那个智慧书的时候，你用一个红笔把它这个良善这个字把它勾一下。
So every time you read the Psalm or the proverb, you just searchcheck on the word good or mercy and mercy.
因为这名智慧文学里面讲上帝是良善的，是好的，是最多的。
So this book is actually talk about a lot more about God's good and mercy.
因为太多了，我只想选了三句给大家。
There's so many, I've just picked three.
在诗篇一百零七篇第一节这边都有啊，我们一起来读好不好
？Let's read together in Psalms 107.
你们要称谢耶和华。因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and for His mercy endure forever.
第二节就是一百一十九篇六十八节，你本为善，所行的也善，求你将你的律例教训我。
Thou art good, and thou's good, and teach me thy statutes.
二十五章八节，耶和华是良善正直的。 所以他必指示罪人走正路。
Good and right, upright is the Lord. Therefore, will he teach sinner in the way.
所以在这里做父母的，你要常常让你的孩子们要读圣经。
So, brother and sister who are parents, you have to always let your children read the Bible.
因为上帝的话常常让人走正路。
Because the word of God always leads the sinner to go to the right way.
走良善的路。
The righteous way.
人，上帝只是罪人走正路。
God only point to the right direction.
所以我们都要常常读圣经。
So we ourselves have to read the Bible.
我们要走上上帝指示的正路。
So we can walk the way that the righteous way.
所以在诗篇里面讲到很多，上帝本为善。
So you talk about God is good.
所以我们就要学习上帝的良善。
We have to learn about God's goodness.
在新约里面，路加福音里面讲到一个浪子回头的故事。
In the book of Luke, we talk about a prodigal son.
这个浪子虽然是主角，
even though the main character is the prodigal son,
但是慈父，这个慈，良善慈父才是要表达的信息。
But actually, the main representation of the message is coming from the Father.
这个信息就是要我们认识天父上帝是何等的恩慈和良善。
The main message is that we have to recognize that how good and grace and mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, is.
所以透过这个浪子的故事，把上帝的天父上帝的慈爱表现出来。
So this story represents express the how the loving goodness and loving of Heavenly Father.
所谓恩慈就是指上帝对罪人。所谓恩慈这个字就指上帝对罪人。
This word of grace is talk about how God looking treating the sinner.
因为上帝是满有恩典的态度和行动。
Because God, this word grace has had a lot of great, had action and also full of grace.
上帝的恩慈就是他的宽容忍耐，要领罪人悔改。
That his endurance, his perseverance to accept the sinner to repent.
我们从罗马书二章四节里面就让我们更加明白了。
In the Romans chapter 2 and verse 4, it says to this.
是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是临你悔改了。
Or do you presume on the righteousness of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance?
讲到救恩乃是上帝恩慈和怜悯的彰显。
This salvation is actually a manifestation of God's love and mercy.
所以在提多书三章四节里面说，但到了上帝我们救主的恩慈和他向人施的慈爱显明的时候。
And it says in Titus chapter 3 verse 4 say, But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appear.
所以基督徒呢要体验上帝的恩慈，就要彼此以恩慈相待。
In order for us to really comprehend God's love and grace, we have to with love, kindness toward one another.
所以我们在基督里面，我们人都在这个团契在基督里面，我们一起生活。
So in we living together in God's love.
但是我们人都有软弱的。
So, but sometimes we do have weakness.
我们人与人之间的背景不一样。
Our background is different.
生活习惯也不一样。
Our habit is different.
语言也不一样。
Our language are different.
我们教育程度也不一样。
Our education background is different.
但是我们体验到上帝的恩慈。
But we experience in God's love and grace.
我们彼此之间就以恩慈相待。
So we can learn how to do treat one another in love.
我们不像外世界外面的人。
We are different from other people.
看低人。
They would look
自高自大。
they look up them, they feel they are better than others.
不愿意去包容别人。
They're not willing to accept others.
我们都没有这样的表现。
We don't have this kind of behavior.
因为我们体验到上帝的恩慈。
Because we're experiencing God's love.
我们就彼此以恩慈相待。
So we have to use grace and love toward one another.
良善是一种行动。
Goodness is a type of an action.
恩慈是一种气质。
Grace is a temperament or inner quality.
良善所指的是一种慷慨和仁慈态度的行为。
Kindness is a way. Goodness is a way that using generosity and love toward in action, put in action.
上帝愿意超过公义和公平的要求。
God exceeds the righteous requirement.
而去造诣别人。
So that he can benefit the others.
是一件好事。
This is a good thing.
是一件美事。
It's a beautiful thing.
所以但愿我们每一个信徒都能够有恩慈的气质。
I hope that every one of us had this inner quality of grace.
有良善的行动。
The action of goodness.
就是有好的行动。
So we have to have a good behavior.
在我们的生活中。
In our lives.
来表现出来。
So that we can express in our daily life.
我们回到今天的福音书里面。
Go back to our today's scripture.
这位大财主跑来跪在耶稣的脚前。
This wealthy young man went and then kneeled down before Jesus Christ.
提出了一个困扰他的问题。
We raise up one question that bothered him.
他说：“夫子，良善的夫子，我当做什么事？”才可以承受永生。
So he said to my good rabbi, "What can I do to receive eternal life?"
还没有解答这个问题之前
，before even he had the answer，
我们来看看这个财主他的行为表现。
We can take a look at his action first.
他为什么会跪在耶稣的脚前
？Why he would kneel down before Jesus Christ？
根据犹太人的宗教信仰
，according to the Jewish custom。
他们不能够跪在人的面前。
He cannot kneel before people.
因为他们的膝盖只能够跪拜上帝。
The only kneel before God.
所以我们做基督徒还要了解我们的信仰。
So our true Christian have to understand our beliefs.
我们在一些喜庆、丧葬的场合。
In the funeral or in other ceremony.
我们只能够用鞠躬的一种普遍的礼仪。
We can use a bowing as a way to express our respect.
绝对不能拿香去拜。
We cannot use an incense to worship.
我们不能跪在人的面前献上我们的茶。
We cannot kneel down before people and give a tea.
很多女孩子在结婚的时候，她们要给那个。奶奶要奉送的茶。
A lot of times during the marriage ceremonies, the future the bride need to give tea, kneel down, give tea to the in-laws.
很多都是要跪下来献上茶。
A lot of them is to give tea and in kneeling down position.
我每一次在做那个婚前的辅导的时候。
Every time I give a premarital the counseling,
我说你们要很清楚告诉对方你是基督徒。
You have to really clearly state that you are a Christian.
你要知道你应该怎么样让他们了解你不会跪下来给他们献茶。
You have to make your in-laws understand that you will not kneel down and give tea.
因为我们基督徒只能够跪拜上帝。
Because our Christian is only being kneel down before God.
预兆给他们说。
Say it earlier.
大家有一个了解
so we can have a clear understanding.
就不会产生一些摩擦
will not be causing a conflict.
这是很重要
This is really important.
我们跪的只能够跪拜上帝
What we can kneel down is kneel down before God.
Even 我们到了 cemetery, 到那个墓地也是一样
When we go to a cemetery to pay a respect, we also do the same thing.
所以呢，我们绝对不能跪拜。
We cannot be kneeled down.
人
，people，
因为在圣经的十诫里面已经教导我们只可以跪拜上帝。
Because in the Bible is clearly say that we only can kneel down and pay respect to God.
他又称耶稣是良善的老师。
He also called Jesus as a good rabbi.
我在想，除非呢，他接了耶稣，是上帝的使者，也是上帝的拯救者。
If maybe he accepts Jesus Christ as the angel from God or the savior from God.
所以他才会有这样的行动的表现，有这样的语言说出来。
So that he would say these things and this action.
不然的话，是很奇怪的一种表现。
If not, then it's a really strange behavior toward Jesus.
耶稣问他，你为什么称我是良善的呢？
Why Jesus asked him, "Why you call me good?"
所以耶稣为反问他是，你有什么一个联系，就是 connection， 他知道我是良善的了。
How do you make this connection that I'm good?
我相信这个人呐、啊，他曾经见过耶稣行神迹、奇事、医病。
I think believe it is a young wealthy young man has saw Jesus did the miracle and healing the sick people.
我相信他看到耶稣曾经把那些被鬼附的人把鬼赶出来。
He also that he released the people who are been possessed by demons.
他从使这个痛苦的人重活新生
，so that they can get a new life。
我相信这个人曾经见过耶稣医好那些人都不喜欢接近的麻风病人。
I believe that he saw that Jesus Christ healed the lepers who nobody wanted him around。
所以耶稣的仁慈、耶稣的良善，通通表现出来。
So all the goodness and love express out through his Jesus action.
我相信他看过耶稣能够吃饱5000多人以上，他们在饥饿的时候，耶稣给他们吃饱。
I think that he may witness that the God Jesus Christ had fed the 5,000.
我相信他见过这些的表现。
I think that he saw all this his miracle.
他深深地感受到耶稣的慈悲怜悯，拥有上帝的良善。
I believe that he himself felt God's mercy and love and possessing the goodness from God.
所以耶稣最后就宣布说，
At last,
除了上帝一位之外，再没有良善。
And then last, Jesus proclaimed, other than God, there's no goodness.
你看耶稣。在世上传道的时候，他常常都以上帝为主。
You can see that every time God's preaching about anything, his main thing is main idea is God.
他常常都把很多的事情回归到上帝那边。
A lot of things are going back to Heavenly Father.
对，就是我们的天父。
It's our Heavenly Father.
因为你要记得，我们相信耶和华上帝，他本为善。
We understand that our Heavenly Father is good.
所以我们看见这个财主是他的有很多他的行为表现是给耶稣有接触的。
So you can see, you understand that his reaction to Jesus Christ is because of his prior knowledge of Jesus.
这位财主呢，他的行为正直。知诫命，守律法。
And this young wealthy young man ever since we were young, he followed the commandment.
圣经里面说诫命他都晓得，节切他从小都遵守了。
In the Bible says that he knows all the commandments and from the young age he already followed them.
我们来读读第十九节，今天的经文十九节。
Let's take a look at verse 19 today's scripture.
我们大家一起来读啊，第十九节，一二三，诫命是你晓得的，不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可作假见证，不可亏负人，当孝敬父母。
You know that the commandment, you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not give false testimony, you shall not defraud, honor your parents, honor your father and mother.
你看，这就是十诫里面下面六条他都守了。
This is the last six of the Ten Commandments, he already followed them.
但是这里没有提到前面四条哦。
It didn't mention here. Didn't mention the first fourth commandment.
为什么呢？
Why?
我们再来问一下，前面四条在出埃及记二十章三十节，除了我以外，你不可以有别的神。
Other than me, and let's take a look at the ten first commandment. Other than me, that you should not have any other god.
20章第4节，不可为自己雕刻偶像。
Do not make any idol.
20章7节，不可妄称耶和华上帝的名。
But do not use the God's name in vain.
8节，当纪念安息日为圣日。
And also, do have to do the Sabbath day.
前面四条都是我们与神之间的关系。
The first four Ten Commandments are relationship with God.
你不能用其他的东西代表上帝。
You cannot use any other thing to represent God.
尤其是财产。
Especially money.
尤其是钱财。
Especially money.
你不能以钱财代表上帝。
You cannot use money to represent God.
你不能以你的财产来代啊。代替了上帝的位置。
You cannot use the money to represent God's position in your heart.
我刚才说了，前面这十四诫，这是我们与上帝的默契关系。
The first, so say already, the first four is talk about our relationship with God.
是我们的生命的信仰的连结。
This is a connection of our faith with God.
后面的六条是我们生活上的规范。
And last, the other six commandments talk about our guideline for our life, our living life.
是我们圣洁生活的见证。
This is a testimony of our righteous life.
是分不开的。
Cannot be divided.
是不能改变的契约。
It cannot be changed.
这位财主后面六条都做了。
This young wealthy young man had already followed the last six commandments.
他忽略了与前面的四条与上帝的关系。
But he forgot about the first four, which is a relationship with God.
讲下来你就知道了。
Let's take a look at it.
耶稣爱这个年轻人，这个有钱人。
Jesus loved this young man.
就对他说，你还缺少了一件事情。
But he said you still lacking one thing.
变卖你所有的财产。
Sell all you have.
分给穷人。
Give it to the poor.
你必有财宝存在天上。
Then you will have treasure stored in heaven.
还要来跟从我。
And also follow me.
那这个财主听见耶稣这样说，他脸色就变得黑了。
This
就忧忧愁愁的走了。
This young
他的产业很多。
This wealthy young man heard Jesus saying that changes his face, changes color, and then really sadly he walked away.
耶稣这样的要求他是不是太过分了？
Is it too much to ask from Jesus Christ?
其实也不是啊。
Actually, it's not.
耶稣在这里其实是提醒他的。
This is actually Jesus remind him.
因为他来耶稣的面前，还跪在耶稣的面前问他，我当做什么才可以承受永生？
Because he come and kneel down before Jesus Christ and asked him, what can I do to receive eternal life?
那耶稣就告诉他你要做什么嘛。
Jesus just tell him what you have to do, that's all.
是不是？但是他愿意做吗？
Is he willing to do it?
耶稣要求他的做，你可以听我的话，你就资财于天了。
So if you listen to my word, you can store treasure in heaven.
你跟从我一起去传道，你一定会承受到永生。
You come with me and spread the gospel, you will receive the eternal life.
但可是这个财主因为房产太多了。
Because this young wealthy young man has too much possession.
他的财产代表了上帝。他的产业啊，霸占了上帝的位置。
His all his wealthy possession take the place of Jesus, God's position in his heart.
所以钱财有可能就成为你给我的偶像。
So money can be you and I to become an idol for you and I.
其实耶稣要提醒这个啊有钱的财主。
So Jesus remind this wealthy young man.
你有机会的时候变卖所有财产。
You have chance to sell everything.
啊，分给穷人。
Give it to the poor.
帮助你的同胞。
Give it to all your friends.
你的资财于天。
All your people, so you store treasure in heaven.
为什么这样提醒他
？Why he remind him?
因为当时的啊，以色列犹太人是亡国给罗马帝国统治。
Because at that time, Jewish countries are actually controlled by Roman.
如果罗马帝国要拿你的财产，很容易。
If the Roman Empire want to take your possessions, it's very easy.
One night, 全部都把你拿走了。
So all you take is one night to take everything from you.
所有东西都没有。
All you have is nothing.
那等于我们以前在中国很多人很多财产了，对不对？一个不同的政治体系来，就把你的所有财产通通拿走了，对不对？
Just like the China, you know, with the old different government, once you change government, all your wealth will be taken away.
其实一样的情况。
It's the same.Condition.
但是这个财主太爱他的财产。
But this young wealthy young man really loved his money.
耶稣看到这个人将忧忧愁愁走了之后。
When Jesus saw this young man really left him sadly.
耶稣就回应了两句话。
Jesus said two things.
第一句话，他看到周围的人，就对门徒说：“有钱财的人进上帝国是何等的难呐。”
He said to others, how hard is it for the rich to enter the kingdom of God?"
那门徒的反应是很奇怪，门徒稀奇他的话。
The response of the disciple is really strange. He said the disciple was amazed at his word.
耶稣又向门徒说第二句话。
Then he said to the disciple one more.
他说：“小子，倚靠钱财的人进上帝的国是何等的难呐！”
He said, "Children, how hard is it to enter the kingdom of God?"
他说：“难道给骆驼牵个春个那个真的盐，比财主进上帝的国还容易了？”
It is easier for the camel go through the eye of the needle than for someone who is rich enter the kingdom of God.
意思就是说，你倚靠钱财进上帝的国是没有可能的。
So saying this is actually is it impossible for you to enter the kingdom of God with your money?
如果你把财产、财富、钱财代表了上帝，霸占了上帝的位，你进上帝的国也是难的。
It's difficult for you to have your money and occupy the real prime position in your heart and then go to the heaven. This is difficult.
所以这个门徒他们听到耶稣说这两句话，他们就感觉到，哎呀，主啊，这样的话谁能得救了？
So when the disciple heard this, he say, who can enter the heaven?
因为你知道门徒他们都有犹太人的信仰跟思想。
Because they have the thinking of a Jewish people.
那犹太人他认为我有钱财是因为上帝赐福给我，我才有钱财。
Because their thinking process is that when I am wealthy, because it's God giving to me.
对，这是上帝所赐给我的财富。
It's gift from God.
没有错。
Not, it's true.
但是如果你把上帝赐给你的财富霸占了上帝的位置，就不对了。
But you're not right when you using the money God giving to you is the primary position in your life. That's wrong.
虽然没有错，有钱的人他们可以奉献多一点，捐很多钱，做很多，很容易比较熟那个律法。
It's true that people who are wealthy can able to donate a lot more and give tithing a lot more.
但是依靠钱财进上帝的国是没有可能的。
So it's impossible to enter God's kingdom with money.
所以，当门徒感觉到很失望的时候，耶稣就给他们一个信仰的指标。
Oh, when the disciple was to feel like this is impossible, then Jesus say one thing.
耶稣说，在人是不能，在上帝却不然，因为上帝凡事都能。
Jesus say to them, with man this is impossible, but not with God, all things are possible with God.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我在这里也同样把这句话再次送给你，我们在耶稣里，在上帝里面，我们不能忘记这个信仰的指标。
So we have to know that this is a belief guideline. This is important. This word.
因为这生活在我们的环境里面，很多事情我们都很难做得到。
Because within our lifetime, a lot of time we cannot do.
但是你不要怕，上帝可以做得到。
But do not fear, God can do it.
在我信主的几十年里面
，In my lifetime, I've been believing God.
我都感觉到我十分软弱。
I feel like I'm really weak.
我也感觉到我信心不足。
I feel like sometimes I don't have enough faith.
但是我绝对相信上帝凡事都能。
But I also believe is God always can do.
我记得我在1967年到台湾进修的时候
，I remember when I went to Taiwan for my seminary school.
我都是凭着信心去的。
With faith, I went with faith.
有一天我都没有钱吃饭了。
One day I don't even have any money to eat.
所以早餐我是喝一杯开水。
In the morning, I only can have one thing,
我就祷告,
water.
我祷告, 神啊, 求你为我预备我所需要的。
I pray to God, God, can you prepare the stuff I what I needed?
因为我凭着信心来行在你的旨意当中。
Because I walk your will only with faith only.
求你给我信心。
I ask you, give me faith.
我都仰望主。
I look up to him.
到中午的时候,
in the afternoon,
啊, 像, 啊, 台湾那个时候有一个信件叫限时专送。
In Taiwan, there's a service to give express food,
okay.
Express meal.
那到中午这个限时专送来了， 说皇帝兄，皇帝兄，你下来，下来来，拿信，拿信，拿信。
So when in the afternoon, noontime, it come along, and then this express meal come along and ask me to come down and get the meal.
Meal.
Oh, express mail. Okay, mail.
都是 mail 了，转过来就变成 mail 了。啊，呀，感谢神把信打开。I
open the mail.
有一封，有一个支票。There's
a check.
啊，我不晓得是谁寄来的。There
was a check. I don't know who mailed to me.
我想去感谢人，又没有办法。I
don't even know who to I thank.
只能够感谢上帝。The
only thing I thank God.
赛人很多做不到，但是上帝做得到。
With man, it's impossible. With God, it's possible.
所以彼得听到耶稣这样说的时候，他的信心就很受激励，就见证说，看呐，我们已经撇下所有的跟从你了。
So when Peter heard Jesus, what Jesus say, he filled with faith. He said, "Lord, I left everything behind and follow you."
啊，耶稣听到他们回应的时候，耶稣说。 就应许说，今生得百倍，来世必得永生。So
after Jesus heard that, he said, "No one who left home, will not fail to receive 100 times more in future."
真的，如果我们真的撇下所有一切，能跟从主的话，If
truly we can leave behind everything and follow Christ.
上帝一定会我们开路。God
will open a way for us.
是一件不容易的事情。
Nothing is impossible for him.
但是人做不到, 但是上帝可以做得到。
It's impossible for man, but possible for God.
因为上帝所做的是超乎我们所想所求的。
Because whatever God can do is more than we can imagine.
我在1984年再去台湾进修。
In 1984, I went to Taiwan for seminary school.
Yeah, 再去进修那个硕士学位。
Into the master's degree. So that after finishing a master's degree, I would like to go back to church to serve God. In my mind, I thought it's really difficult. My two kids was full-time working. My wife is full-time working, I'm full-time working.
我一定要把我的工作辞掉。I
have to give up my job.
我要一个人去台湾。One
person go to Taiwan.
太太要带两个孩子。My
wife have to take care of two kids.
多难啊。
How difficult it was.
我只能够祷告上帝。All
I can do is pray to God.
我知道在我想我好通不过这个想法，通不过这个事情要实行出来。
I don't know how all these things are going to pan out.
只有上帝给我信心,
only God gave me a faith.
能够把他们暂时放下,
and then I just temporarily put them,
从走街条奉献的路,
put them down, and then from this on, I give a life of offering my life to him.
我给太太一年呢, 就在祷告里面, 常常就在祷告分享里面。
In the whole year, full year, I was praying and then sharing with my wife.
感谢神, 1984年9月份, 我就去台湾了。
Oh, 1984,
September.
September of 1984, I went to Taiwan.
那我一个学期就要再回来。
About one semester, I went back.
我把他们通通带到台湾去。
I brought them with me to Taiwan.
上帝安排很奇妙。
God's plan is really miraculous.
我们一家人不分开就去台湾去。
We didn't separate, the whole family didn't separate. We went to Taiwan together.
完成了3年的学习。
I finished my study in 3 years in Taiwan with my family together.
一年的奉子侍奉。
And 1 year of working there.
奉子侍奉，奉子
ordained ministry. 1 year is ordained ministry.
只要我们愿意放下一切。
Were we willing to live, let go of everything?
跟从主,
follow God.
主一定会开路,
God will open a way for us.
你不要太担心,
不要太担心, but it, because in everything impossible for, with God.
那这边有最后一节说, 然而有许多的在前, 张要在后, 在后的张要在前,
but in this say, the last words is say, yet many who are first will be last, the last will be first.
这一句话是不是直接出于耶稣的口? 那些解经家也不一定, 有可能是福音的作者把这一句话放在最后。
Is this really coming from God's, Jesus Christ's mouth? I'm not so sure. Some of the commentary saying that it may be added from the people who wrote this, the gospel.
那这一句话只是一句警告的话。
This is actually a caution, a warning.
就是说如果你在耶稣的面前牺牲了一切来跟从他,
He's saying that if you in God you give up everything and follow him,
但你不要骄傲,
that don't be too
如果你骄傲的话你就变成本来在前的, 就会跑到后面。
Don't be too proud, because whatever what happened you used on the, in the front, you eventually you can move back to the in the back.
因为在神的国里, 人的地位名次往往是出人意料的。
The position in God's kingdom sometimes is really surprising.
因为一切都是顺服上帝的旨意。
So because everything is followed God's will.
那今天的讲到最后的一点,
the last things about concerning today's sermon.
人承受永生, 不要做什么。
You don't have to do anything to receive God's the eternal life.
只要信靠耶稣就得永生。
You have to accept Jesus Christ to receive the eternal life.
只要付出你的信心, 悔改的行动, 就可以承受永生。
With your faith and then with your willing heart to repent.
所以我们每一个人都要记得这个这一点。
So everyone should understand this point.
为什么呢?
Why?
下面一节圣经以弗所书二章八到九节。
The next verse is in Ephesians
第二章八到九节。
Second Ephesians 8:9。
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是上帝所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
In Ephesians 2:8-9, it says, For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, it is not the result of work, so that no one may boast.
所以我们得到上帝给我们的永生，是因为我们的信, 因为这是上帝给我们的恩典。
This is what we can receive salvation is because of faith, is because God's grace, not because what we can do.
这不是我们的行为，因为免得有人自夸。
It's not what our work, so that nobody can boast about.
所以我们在神面前不要做什么。
In front of God, we don't have to do anything.
最重要就是你的信心。The
most important is your faith.
最重要你的信心的表现就是你的悔改。The
representation, the expression of your faith is your repentance, outwardly, outward repentance. Let's pray.
主啊，愿你的话成为我们生命的光，在前引导我们，在后扶持我们。
Lord, may your word become a light in our life and to lead us and also support us in the back.
感谢祷告，奉耶稣的圣名。
Pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.